Isaiah 1:18. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. The message that we have to bear is not one that we need to cringe to declare. Its advocates are not to seek to cover it, to conceal its origin and purpose. As those who have made solemn vows to God and who have been commissioned as the messengers of Christ, as steward of the mysteries of grace, we are under obligation to declare faithfully the whole counsel of God. We are not to make less prominent the special truth that has separated us from the world and made us what we are, for they are filled with eternal interest. God has given us light in regard to the things that are now taking place, and with pen and voice, we are to proclaim the truth to the world. The Sabbath is the Lord's rest, and no man, be he king, priest, or ruler, is authorized to come between God and man. Those who seek to be conscience for their fellow man place themselves above God. Those who are under the influence of a false religion, who observe a spurious rest day, will set aside the most positive evidence in regard to the true Sabbath. They will try to compel men to obey the laws of their own creations, laws that are directly opposed to the law of God. The law of the observance of the first day of the week is a production of an apostate Christendom. In no case are God's people to pay it homage. The banner of truth and religious liberty, held aloft by the founders of the gospel church and by Christ's witnesses during the centuries have been passed since then, has, in this last conflict, been committed into our hands. We are to recognize human government as an ordinance of divine appointment and to teach obedience to it as a sacred duty within its legitimate sphere. But when it claims conflict with the claims of God, we must obey God rather than man. God's word must be recognized as above all human legislation. As thus saith the Lord is not to be set aside for thus saith the church or as thus saith the state. The crown of Christ is to be lifted above the diadems of earthly rulers.
Father, once again, dear Jesus, we are most thankful and grateful that we once again in the land of the living today. As we look around, Father, once again, we can see the signs being fulfilled everywhere. State leaders, government leaders, husband and wives, children, everyone is trying to seek what's going on. And Father, all the saying that is the coming of the Lord. And the question we need to ask ourselves, are we ready for your return? Because Father, we realize if we are not, now is the time for us to get our lives prepared. Because when you should appear, time will be no more, and only he is on the Lord's side will be saved. So today, Father, we ask for you to search our lives, see if there be anything hidden in our lives that are not of you. And when you should come, Father, we pray that we and our family and friends will be able to say, this is our Lord, we have waited for you, and you will save us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Good afternoon, and welcome to Turning Point, a program presented by Turning Point Ministry. We want to welcome all of our listening audience this afternoon and say a special welcome to those of you who are listening to us for the first time. This afternoon, we're going to be, again, looking at the Ten Commandments. I think this afternoon, we're going to specifically concentrate a little bit on the fourth commandment. And those commandments are found in Exodus chapter 20. So what we advise you to do now is get your Bibles, call a friend and family, take out your Bibles, and look up Exodus chapter 20. We will be going through the commandments. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to give us a call at 322-6273. Please note, we have persons standing right by with the phones right now. So give us a call if you have a question or comment. That is 322-6273. Or if you want to write us, you can write us at P.O. Box N8993. Or you can email us at tpministries@hotmail.com. Or visit our website at www.tpministries.org. Once again, I want to remind you of our September 11th from 8 to 10 p.m. We'll be doing a live call-in show. That's 2 hours live call-in show with Turning Point on the Sabbath. Now, remember, if you have any questions or comments that you might want us to do some research on and present the findings on the air, please give us a call at 322-6273 or visit our website at www.tpministries.org and leave the question there and we will answer it on the air that afternoon. Now, once again, we're asking for some financial assistance in putting together both our live call-in show, which we want to make a regular part of the Turning Point media presentation. So give us a call, and we could make some arrangements to assist us in putting together the program. Turning Point Ministry is a self-help ministry. Brother Paul, Brother Renrick, and myself, we have a few other of our listeners that contribute to assist us in making these programs possible. But what we want to do is we want to put on a live call-in show every month, and we need your assistance. So please give us a help and give us a call at 322-6273 or visit our website at www.tpministries.org or email us at tpministries@hotmail.com for us to make some arrangement. Like we mentioned a few weeks ago, we have a new feature, and that is where we're going to deal a couple of minutes with some of the headlines that we have in the papers or the newspapers, magazines, or the television. So here now is Brother Paul with our media update this week.
Thank you very much, Brother Jojo. Once again, good afternoon, Bahamas. Once again, we're happy to be coming to your homes and your cars wherever you are today. And like Brother Julian said, there are a lot of things in news once again this week. Once again, believe it or not, the union situation is back in the paper. We have Bishop Ellis had to set the record straight because the former Prime Minister, Mr. Hubert Ingraham, and the now Prime Minister, Mr. Perry, Brother, the Right Honorable Perry Christie, was going at it once again and him seeking help from the religious leaders. Well, there's nothing wrong with the government seeking advice from the religious leaders, providing the religious leaders are giving counsel based on the Word of God. To get a right perspective on this, you can read Daniel chapter 2, where Nebuchadnezzar had this problem, and you can also read the story about Belshazzar, where he also had this problem, and both times they went to Daniel, and Daniel gave them counsel from the Word of God on how they should order their lives. We also had a young man that was charged before the court for proposedly killing his children's mother. We also had the Attorney General saying that Nani should be extradited. Well, today, our friend Nani is listening, our brother. He's our brother. He's all of our brothers, believe it or not. And the Bible says we should be our brother's keepers. My word would be to him is, turn yourself in, brother. Do what you need to do. Speak the truth. And I assure the Bible says, he that speak the truth, he will set them free. Remember, my brother, the world is not turning right. And it won't be long before he that shall come will come. And if you confess your sins and you forsake your sins, my brother, he will forgive you. Don't care what the past may have been. I don't care what no one might say. The Bible stands on your side and on our side that if you should confess and if you should do the truth and speak the truth, the Lord will see you through. And in your absence, the Bible is quite clear. God will be a father to the fatherless. He will step and he will take care of your kids and your wife and your family until you return back home if it is the Lord's will. Mm-hmm. We also have the Prime Minister once again defending his ruling, asking the religious leaders to help him out. Then believe it or not, gas prices are going up. All these things are telling us the signs of the time is just before us. I remember the Honorable Miller, Leslie Miller, was trying all he could to get the gas prices down. But like the Bible said, because iniquity abound, the love of many hearts are waxing cold, and here the gas prices go up and up. I remember me and Brother Julian was talking about this, and I asked him, have the technology changed? Is the gas coming from someplace different? Why the gas price keep going up and up? You know, the gas dealer is going to give an account, ladies and gentlemen. They're going to give an account to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Also, we have coming from the news on today, down at Rawson Square, there's going to be a rally. So they're going to try to save the family. The sad part about this, ladies and gentlemen, is most of these religious leaders in this picture that I have before me also are guilty of breaking the commandments of God. And so how can those who break the commandments of God tell others to keep the commandments of God? That's hypocritical. As a matter of fact, Matthew chapter 7 says that's judging. First, they need to take the beam out of their eye, and then the Lord, they can see clearly to help those get their beams out of their eye. Yes, homosexuality is wrong, but how can you? I tell my partners here on the set with me to stop lying if I'm lying. How can I tell them they shouldn't commit adultery if I'm only committing adultery with men? It's both sides, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, this might look good on the surface, but where are all these petitions heading? Ask yourself the question. Everyone trying to get a petition signed here. Well, why don't you let's get a petition to sign to close all the bars down, especially those that are owned by Christians? Then we also have from the news this week, child sex abuse is on the rise. Well, like I keep telling you, until the parents start conducting themselves properly and start treating their children the way Christ said they should be, this is going to be a situation that's going to continue to be on the rise. Parents are so busy, they don't have no time for their own kids. Then they give their kids to people who don't have Christian values. So what else do we expect? You teach them junkunu from an early age to shake themselves and wine and dine. Where did this come from? This is all an invention of the Satan. And ladies and gentlemen, before we know it, Christ will be here, and all those who put aside the law of God in any which way, they will find themselves outside of the kingdom of heaven.
Thank you, Brother Paul. Like I said earlier, we're going through the Ten Commandments, and this afternoon specifically we'll be dealing with the Fourth Commandment. And the Fourth Commandment, ladies and gentlemen, can be found in Exodus chapter 20, verses 8 through 11. And I will read. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gate. For on 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in there is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. But Paul, the first word in this fourth commandment is remember. Could you tell us what remember means, or what does it mean to remember?
If you listen to the most religious leaders, Brother Julian, the word remember man is done away with. It's not important. It's so sad to know that out of all of the commandments, that's the only one most of our religious leaders have a problem with. And because of this, Isaiah the prophet, what he quoted, is being fulfilled. Because Isaiah said, the leaders of these people that teach lies are leading God's people astray, and they that are led of those who teach lies are destroyed. But the word remember still remains the same according to the dictionary, and even the God of heaven agreed with these definitions. Recalling something that is forgotten. Well, some people cannot recall which is now being forgotten by most people because they never heard about it. So today we will talk a little bit about this fourth commandment, Exodus 20, verse 8 to 11. It also talks about keeping something in memory, keeping somebody in mind. Like, you know, you want to keep your brother or your sister in mind who passed away. Well, this is the same word, remember. It's the same word. Remember to give someone a gift. Sending somebody greetings. Remember to send them greetings. All these are the word meaning remember. So remember still means remember, but most of the Christian world does not remember something because they don't know about what it is they need to remember. And because of this, a lot of them are going contrary when it comes to the fourth commandment. Once again, listen to Exodus chapter 20, verse 8 to 11.
You know, the good thing about that particular text is that it doesn't say to the Jews, I want you to remember, or to the Greeks, I want you to remember, or to the Bahamians, I want you to remember. But it's a particular text that covers all of mankind, that we should all remember our Creator and the commands that He has given us.
Brother Renwick, what is the Sabbath day all about? And who created it when?
Well, Brother Julian, that's an excellent question. And it all points back to the creation week back in Genesis chapter 1. And, you know, during that creation week, we see that the Lord created the heavens, He created the earth, He created all that is within the earth, including all plant and animal life. On the sixth day, it says that the Lord created mankind, He created Adam and Eve. And at the end of that week, after God had looked back on all that He has done and said that it is good, and indeed it was good, it is good. On that seventh day, the Bible says that the Lord rested from all His work. And I'll read it in your hearing. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 1 says, thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. And on the seventh day, God ended His work which He had made, and He rested on the seventh day from all His work which He had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it He had rested from all His work which He had made. So the answer is quite clear from the book of Genesis that the Sabbath day was created by God. And it was created during the creation week.
What I like to say about that commandment, Brother Julian, is on last week we told you that if you read the first commandment, it would not tell you who it is when He said, the Lord thy God speak all these words saying. Well, read in the heart of the fourth commandment, Exodus chapter 20, it tells you who it is. It says the one who spake, what is in verse 1, 2, and 3, is the one who spake in verses 11. For in 6 days the Lord made the heaven and the earth. Now, just the other day, Brother Renwick emailed me something from a website, but I don't want to get into that today because we want to make sure that we say the right thing. But if what we read, if what he sent me is correct, you know, there are a group of people who don't believe that the earth really was created in 6 days. These religious leaders are beginning to believe the Big Bang, believe it or not. They begin to believe in evolution. Well, I won't be surprised. So Exodus, right in the heart of Exodus chapter 20, tells you who's responsible for giving the whole Ten Commandments. And if you should lift out this fourth commandment, you know you won't know who it is that is speaking here. But the fourth commandment is very clear. It's the one who created the world, who formed us from the dust of the ground. And that's our Lord God, who right now sits in the courts of heaven interceding for us. But I'm not surprised because I have a survey before me. And this survey was done with 7,441 Protestant ministers. And the question was asked these ministers, do you believe the scriptures are the inerrant word of God in faith and history and secular matters? In other words, do you believe the Bible is true? And 95% of the Episcopalian ministers said, no, the Bible is not true. These are American ministers I'm talking about. They live in the United States of America. 87% of the Methodist ministers said the Bible is not true. 77% of American Lutheran pastors said the Bible is not true. and 67% of the American Baptist ministers said the Bible is not true. That's a sad thing, ladies and gentlemen, but yet still, these men will take monies from the tithes and offerings. The rich principle came from the Word of God. And these men, spiritual crooks, ladies and gentlemen, should not these men be put on death row for stealing? Because remember, the Bible says the stealers should be, they should suffer the penalty of whatever stealing brings about. Think about it, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to read you a few more quotes before we get to the end of the show today. If not, on our next week, I'll read you some other statistics, some other sad statistics that are happening among clergymen today. So no wonder the world is the way it is, because men do not want to follow with the Word of God, because they don't believe the Word of God. At least most of them, that is.
I mean, those are truly sad statistics, and I mean, it almost wants to bring tears to your eyes, because everywhere we look in this world, we can see evidence of the power of God. We can see evidence of His creation and the wonderful works that He's made by His hand. I mean, how can anyone possibly think, and when we look at the complexity of life, how can anyone possibly think that there is no God? Those numbers are truly sad, Brother Paul. And in these days and times, we as Christians need to be praying more than ever before that we would stay true to the Lord and His Word.
If we listen to a lot of ministers and even lay Christian people today, we see that a lot of them are talking about, well, we're not sure which day is the Sabbath. But gentlemen, this afternoon, could we be sure today to say which day is the Sabbath day?
We can be sure, Brother Julian. When we go back to Creation Week, the Bible is quite clear that the Creation Week spanned a seven-day period. And during those seven days, the Lord separated one of those days and said, "This day is the day I'm going to sanctify and make holy." Genesis chapter 2 and verse 3 completely agrees with Exodus chapter 20 and verse 9. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 3 says, "And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he had rested from all his work which he created and made." And Exodus chapter 9 only confirms and agrees with that. "Six days shalt thou labor, says the Lord, and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work." So this day, this seventh day, period of time during the week, is the day that the Lord separated from all others and made this day holy and a Sabbath unto him.
Well, I know, Brother Julian, if they should go to our website, that's www.tpministries.org, you'll read the comments that the Anglican Church know which day it is, the Christian Church, the Church of Christ, the Dictionary, the Encyclopedia, the Historians, the Jehovah's Witnesses, the Methodists, the Moody Bible Institute, the Nation of Islam, the Baptists, the Church of England, the Congregationalists, the Disciples of Christ, the Episcopalians, the Infidels even know which day it is, believe it or not, the Lutherans, and also the Mormons and the Presbyterians. And if you go to our website, this link will be under the Churches Speak, and all of them agree with us that the seven-day Sabbath is still true, and the first day was not given to us based on the Bible nor on the disciples' account. It was given to us by tradition. That's www.tpministries.org, and you click on the link at the bottom of the page, the Churches Speak, and you read the comments by all of these churches that I just mentioned, and they agree that Saturday still is the seventh day, and the first day was not given to us by God nor the disciples. It came to us by tradition. Some of them even go on record say that it came branded with paganism. It came branded from the papacy system. And like I said, you can read those articles for yourself. And if you read anything there that is not true, be assured we'll come back next week and we'll apologize and we'll remove it off the scene. I'll be asking for you, ladies and gentlemen, is to be honest with yourself. If it is true, then follow God. Let God be God, like Elijah said. But if it's not true, then let's do what we need to do to make it right. Because remember, when Christ comes, if there be any sin in our lives, surely we will find ourselves outside of the kingdom of God. And you know, this is not the concept of Christ. He wants all of us to be in the kingdom of heaven when he returns in the cloud of glory.
You know, Brother Paul, you said earlier in the show that many people, you know, good, honest people, really don't know because they've never heard. But the question that you know, we often ask ourselves is, if these leaders do know, and if many of them have gone on record and said that they do know that the seventh day is the Sabbath day and it was sanctified by the Lord, then why don't they give this information to their church members? Why don't they teach them the truth?
That's a good question, Brother Renick. As a matter of fact, in my news column that I wrote last week in the Nassau Guardian under the topic The Middle East, East Part 3, this is a question that I asked Dr. Miles Monroe, because on a talk show on Love 97, Dr. Monroe told me that he keeps the Sabbath day holy every Saturday, but still yet he would lead his congregation to church every Sunday, which is so sad. And you know, on August the 17th, that's 2 weeks ago, on Monday night, they had what is called another signing of another document. They have another document being circulated, signing the document of the Ten Commandments proclamation. Well, I mean, it's so hypocritical, ladies and gentlemen, that if men are seeing the importance of God's Ten Commandment law, and not only was he there, we also had our Deputy Prime Minister, Ms. Cynthia Murdoch-Pratt. She was there, and also the Christian Council was there. A few other ministers of the gospel were there, and they all signed the Ten Commandments proclamation. But still yet, they would outrightly break the fourth commandment, expect that when Christ comes, he's going to say, "Lo, these are my people, I'm going to save them." But how can Christ save Sabbath breakers and destroy the homosexuals? How can Christ save people who break the Sabbath and take those to hell who commit adultery? It's the same law, ladies and gentlemen, and that's why we're going through the 10 of them. Last week, we went through the first three with you. We're not trying to scale over any of them. It's just like when we had the Independence Day service. I can't remember the name of the minister that was chosen to speak. And he said, "We can keep any day." That's a lie, ladies and gentlemen. And in the article I said in Revelation, that's Revelation chapter 22, verse 15, says, "Whoever love it and make it a lie will be lost." Sunday is a lie, ladies and gentlemen. But the good news is, if you don't know, the blood of Christ still covers you. And this is why we ask you why mercy still lingers on. You will follow the example of Christ. We said, now is the time to repent. Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. To research. Because be assured, just by you having your Bible in your homes, or a case of encyclopedias, or we are loaded with libraries, so there's no excuse. The time we spend buying the pizza, let's buy a Bible. The time we spend buying a new car, let's buy ourselves a good Bible commentary. And search to see. So at the end of the day, we and our families do not be found wanting. Because remember, Hosea 4:6 says, God's people are going to be destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And not only that, they're also going to be destroyed because they've rejected the knowledge. It reminds me of what the Apostle Paul said. You know how many people hate turning a point because we tell them the truth? Well, this is not our ministry, ladies and gentlemen. This is God's ministry. As a matter of fact, if you go on our face of our webpage, the president of this ministry is God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. We are just the messengers. I mean, if it wasn't for the grace of God, where would we be? Maybe in some club, hanging out with some girls, or even, God forbid, some boys, you know what I mean? But, ladies and gentlemen, check it out. The record speaks for itself. And like I said, check that website out. That's www.tpministry.org. And all the churches that I mentioned are listed there. And they said, you know something, these brothers on Turning Point are right, but there are no buts, ladies and gentlemen. Those buts are going to cause us to be lost. Think about it. Those buts are going to cause us to be lost, because just like Jesus says, that's just how it's playing out. Noah versus Lot and his wife. It's Noah versus Lot and his wife. And the record reflects that the small percentage was saved and the majority was lost, like always.
Brother Paul and Brother Renmer, we know that most people will say that the Jews kept the Sabbath, and we today in this apostolic time are not supposed to. It doesn't matter that we don't keep the Sabbath. But if that's the case, then there has to be a change. Was there a change? When was this change? Did Jesus change it? Did the apostles change it? Did Abraham change it? Did Noah change it? Was there a change, gentlemen?
The Bible doesn't speak of any change, Brother Julian. Matter of fact, the Bible is quite consistent from Genesis to Revelation. The Bible is quite consistent. And I mean, if we want to say, okay, let's not look at the Old Testament because that's not for us. We're living in apostolic times. Well, then let's go to the New Testament. And throughout the New Testament, we see the example of Christ. Over and over and over again, it says, as his custom was, he worshipped and he kept the Sabbath day holy. The Apostle Paul in Hebrews, speaking in Hebrews, the Apostle Paul says, and I'll read in your hearing, Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 8, "For if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? There remaineth therefore a day of rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works, as God did from his." How and when did God cease from his own works? Well, the example is given in Creation Week. It says in Genesis chapter 2 verse 3 that on the seventh day God rested from all his work. He ceased his work and he blessed and sanctified his day. This is the example that God gave in Creation Week. This is the example that Jesus lived throughout his life. This is the example that the apostles gave throughout their ministry. And this is the example that we should follow, being obedient to his word and keeping the seventh day Sabbath holy as he did when he walked this earth.
Yes, Brother Julian, there was no change based on the Bible account, but the Bible predicted that there would be a change according to Daniel chapter 7, verse 25. But before we get there, I'd like to read you another sad statement from this survey that was done among these ministers. And this question was, do you believe in the virgin birth of Jesus? And do you believe 60% of the Methodist pastors said no? 49% of the Presbyterian pastors said no? 44% of the Episcopalian ministers said no? And 34% of the American Baptist pastors said no? And 19% of the Lutheran pastors said no, that they do not believe in the virgin birth? Do you understand what they're saying there, ladies and gentlemen? If you and I do not believe in the virgin birth, that means Jesus has not arrived as yet. Do you understand how serious that is? That Jesus did not come, and right now we just waiting on him to come, or he maybe came to some other source, but the Bible is clear that he did come to a virgin birth. He did come to Mary, and he did exactly like the Bible said he would come, and Mary called his name Jesus, just like the Bible instructed her to do. But how did this change came about, according to Daniel 7:25? Well, next week we'll read you some more comments from the Converse Catechism of the Catholic Doctrine on page 50, where the question asks, which day is the Sabbath day? And the answer that they give on page 50 of the Catechism, the Sabbath day is Saturday. Saturday is the Sabbath day. And then the answer was asked, so why we observe Sunday instead of Saturday? And said, because we changed it, we observe Sunday instead of Saturday because the Catholic Church transferred from Saturday to Sunday. And that's how it came about. And like I said, check out our website and you will find more instructions on the website under the link, The Churches Speak. And also you also find under the history of Sunday worship. It's all on our website.
Again, did any change, does the Bible speak of any change to the Sabbath day or any change to the Ten Commandments? No, the Bible does not. Genesis chapter 6, 26 and verse 5, it says that Abraham kept the Lord's commandments and he kept his statutes. And in Acts chapter 18 and verse 1 and verse 4, we see that Paul, the Apostle Paul, again, in the synagogue every Sabbath day, teaching and worshiping with the Jews and Gentiles, instructing them in the way of the Lord. So from Genesis to Revelation, there is not one word of change. In fact, Matthew chapter 5 and verse 18 says clearly that not one letter would be changed from God's holy law until all is fulfilled. Has all been fulfilled? No, it has not, ladies and gentlemen. Not one word has changed from the Ten Commandments law.
In the book of Proverbs chapter 28 verse 9, it's the reason why I believe the devil wants us to reject any of one of God's laws. Because it says, if you and I should turn away our ear from hearing the law of God, even our prayer should be an abomination. Chapter 28 verse 13 and 14 says, he that covereth his sins should not prosper, but whosoever should confess and forsake them, the Lord should have mercy. Today we need to ask ourselves the question, are we obeying all of God's commandments? Because if you're not remembered, they have no need for us to pray to him to ask for anything. Because believe it or not, the Bible says he is not hearing our prayers. Ladies and gentlemen, what is a sad situation for us to be in as its history begins to close down.
Ladies and gentlemen, next week we will continue the Sabbath commandment. If you have any questions or comments, remember 322-6273. Also remember September 11th, 8 to 10 p.m., a live call-in show. If you want to assist us in our program and in our ministries, you can call us at 322-6273 or write us at P.O. Box N8993. Let us pray. Most kind Father, we thank you once again, O Lord, for another opportunity and the privilege to come before your throne. We come before you, O God, asking forgiveness. Lord, we know for most of us and for a lot of us, the Sabbath is a very hard question. But Lord, we ask for a special anointing of your Holy Spirit to come down and touch our hearts, that we may understand these biblical precepts and promise. Help us, O Lord, to give us the power to walk in your way and to walk in your light. Is our prayer we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
We pray that this program has been a blessing to you. Until next week, may the peace of God be with you and your family. This is Paul Miller.
And Renrick Bell.
And this is Julia Miller. May God richly bless you.